relief for the Tail and Bend Netball Club. They're finally back on track after being robbed of more than $150,000 from a sophisticated false billing scam last April. After undertaking much-needed upgrades to the club's courts and facilities, they received a fraudulent email directing payment of a legitimate invoice into a scammer's bank account. Club President Denise Edwards joins me now to discuss. Hi, Denise. Congratulations on getting all that money back. What a feat.
Yeah, absolutely fantastic. We're very thrilled, very proud.
Oh, wow. It has been a lot of effort. It sounds like a group effort to get that cash back. Tell us about the process.
Yes, for sure. So we had 8 major fundraisers that we ended up fulfilling between April and August, because I think we left September open for the finals. So yes, we had massive group effort there through our committee, but we also had great community support as well, and donations from businesses, individuals, and sporting clubs, netball clubs. So, yeah, we're very, very lucky.
Did you end up getting any insurance payouts?
Yes, we did. So the insurance company that we went through were amazing. So they supported us every step of the way and kept in touch, and not just, with what they had to do, but just to check in and make sure that we were all going okay and how things were going. So, once a portion of the money came through from the insurance, that was kind of the turning point, because obviously our fundraising ventures were very successful, but trying to recoup $150,000 was just extreme.
Yeah.
We didn't know how we were going to do that if the insurance wasn't successful, but, yeah, thankfully we were very fortunate.
Oh, that's good. Without listing every single person, was there any specific person or group that you'd like to thank for their extraordinary work during all of this?
Definitely our committee. Leah Cowold was a real driving force, because she was one of our committee members that was liaising with the contractors. So, she almost made it her personal mission to make sure that, things kept moving forward. And so, she was a driving force behind that motivation. But we also had our fundraising committee, and our committee is a very strong unit. So, there was a core group of us that just continued to do what we needed to do. But obviously, people with their donations as well. And Thomas Foods, as I said, that was probably the turning point, because once we received their generous donation, that was that gave us the breathing space that we needed to go, wow, we're going to be okay now. And, of course, we had Mark Matterford from Star Club Officer for the Murraylands area, who just knew what we needed to do and when we needed to do it and how we needed to do it and who to contact. And, he was a little, he guided us every step of the way. It was just, from the minute we realised what had happened, we pretty much had him on speed dial, and he kind of nurtured us all the way through it, which was amazing. So
fantastic.
And all of our stakeholders, our politicians and local government, and they were all extremely supportive, but it was Mark that was, the face of all of that, that supported us through what we needed to do and how we needed to do it. Too many people to mention, but it was pretty overwhelming season.
Absolutely. Denise Edwards is with me, Tail and Bend Netball Club President, with good news about the club being back in the black following a major scam. So any tips? What would you do differently now? What do you recommend clubs and community groups do when they come across maybe an invoice or an email that they're not sure about?
Absolutely. Well, from the time we get our invoices now, we double check. We've got processes in place now so that the people sending the invoices will actually ring them. We'll confirm their details that they've got written on their invoice statements. And then when we, if there's substantial invoices like this one where we have to go to the bank to settle the transaction, like, we'll check when we're there and check the details over the phone, check them as they're typed in. We're doing part payments now on part of the development that we're still yet to complete. We're doing payments in stages, but going through all of those processes as well, just to make sure that there's no way that it can happen again.
Being
so alert, just asking questions. We're almost paranoid. We had a little chuckle the other night, and we had an invoice from Netball SA for something, and a secretary rang just to confirm that it actually was a legitimate invoice. Anything that seems a little bit out of the ordinary now is like, okay, we're going to check on that just to be on the safe side. And the people on the other end of the conversations are completely supportive of our questions.
Because they want to get paid.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I guess it's been pretty well known now that what happened to us. So I think they appreciate the fact that we're all being a little bit more, even more cautious. And yeah, you just can never be too careful, as they
say.
Yeah.
I mean, it is very sophisticated. But retrospectively, were there any red flags?
No, none whatsoever. It was very sophisticated. It looked exactly the same as some previous letterheads and that we'd received from our contractor. So, yeah, they knew what they were doing.
Wow. But I did hear a little while back that you got some funding for more of your redevelopment. Is that the case? And how's it all going?
Yes, we did. So we, when all of that process was going, we were we had already submitted another application for stage two of our project, and that was successful through the Office for Rec and Sport. So we are now in the process of putting up our shelter shedding area, finishing off our lights, which is now complete. The shed, I think, begins today. Our court reached the acrylic coating. Due to all of the other grants, we actually have to wait until the end of this season for that to occur, because we need our courts for pre-season and stuff. So it will all be completed by the end of September this year.
Fantastic.
So we're very fortunate that we will have an amazing facility. Well, it is an amazing facility, but it's going to be fully complete.
Oh, brilliant. Well, I'm so happy for you and the club. Well done.
And thanks. Thank you.
Thanks so much for your time today, Denise Edwards.
No worries at all. Thank you very much.